Katy Country 94 weather.
Don't miss the auction of 551.37 acres more or less of Jewell County land on Thursday, August 31st at 1 p.m. at St. Teresa's School Hall in Concord City, selling for the Cindy M. Schoen Revocable Living Trust. Three tracts selling in Section 9, Township 5, Range 10 West in Jewell County. Tract 157.34 acres more or less with 88.45 cropland, 68.89 grass. Tract 257.5 acres more or less with 74.96 cropland, 82.54 grass. Tract 3 is 236.53 acres more or less, 74.3 cropland, 162.23 grass or waste. Possession on any grassland acres December 31st, 2023, and on cropland acres after the 2023 fall harvest or December 31st, whichever comes first. Sale conducted by Hanson Auction Realty, and for more detailed information, visit HansonOnlineAuction.com.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. 90 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies, north winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 63. Tonight, partly cloudy. Daytime highs approaching 89. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. Low 90s. Thursday, warmer on Friday with highs in the mid 90s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 85.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, Rural Development Kansas State Director Christy Davis announced that the USDA is investing $49.1 million to help rural utilities build and improve clean drinking water and sanitary wastewater systems in rural Kansas. And there were five projects that were approved. Loans going out to the town of Perry, also Neosho County, the city of Girard, city of Humboldt, and here locally, North Central Kansas, a $2,225,000 loan will help rehabilitate 39,000 feet of the sewer collection system in Mankato. It will correct existing deficiencies and help provide a safe and reliable sewer system. That information on our website, kittycountry94.com. AAA expects Labor Day weekend travel to be busier this year than in 2022, on the road, in the air, and for those who are cruising as well. As usual, most Labor Day travelers will drive to their holiday destinations, closing out the summer with one more Great American road trip. Gas prices, which have been on the rise since mid-July, have slightly exceeded prices from this time last year, are not expected to deter those who want to get away. It's not just that roads will be busy. According to AAA booking data, flights, hotels, rental cars, and cruises are all up from a year ago. Whether you're hitting the road, headed to the airport, or getting ready to set to sail over the weekend, travelers should expect a lot of company and plan accordingly, said a AAA Kansas spokesman. Drivers in particular should ensure their vehicles are road ready, especially given the toll summer heat can take on batteries and tires. Last year, AAA responded to almost 1,400 emergency roadside service calls in Kansas over Labor Day weekend. Almost half of those calls required a tow. AAA rescue crews are gearing up for what is anticipated to be an even busier Labor Day weekend this year. It is provided, thanks to some data and insights, that Thursday, August 31st, between 2 and 6 p.m. to be the busiest time on the roads during the long Labor Day weekend. Friday, September 1st, is also expected to have higher than normal traffic volumes between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. Drivers who have flexibility in planning are encouraged to travel at off-peak hours before 7 in the morning or after 8 o'clock in the evening. According to AAA Travel, bookings to domestic destinations over the holiday weekend are up 4%, and international bookings are up 44% for the Labor Day weekend. couple of job openings to tell you about. Agmark LLC is accepting applications for a customer service grain accounting position in their Beloit office. The full-time position is focused on providing quality service to their customers through answering phones, greeting customers, and processing grain purchase payments, and all while being professional, friendly, and ensuring customer satisfaction. This position also maintains a variety of reports and files and assists in various other administrative office duties. Agmark LLC is a profitable company offering an excellent benefit package, including competitive wages, 401k, co-op retirement, health and dental insurance, PTO, and more. Agmark LLC is an equal opportunity employer. Applications will be taken until position is filled. To apply, please contact Julie at 738-0763. Email julie.harrison@cvacoop.com or send your resume to Agmark LLC, attention Julie, P.O. Box 568, Beloit, Kansas 67420. You can start a new career as an employee owner. Osborne Industries in Osborne is now hiring in all production areas, including molding and machine operators, finishing and assembly operators, maintenance, and more. Osborne Industries is 100% employee-owned, providing a one-of-a-kind wealth-building opportunity for employee owners to earn company stock at no cost. Other fantastic benefits include new starting wages, six-week review and raise, single and family health insurance, attendance and profit-sharing bonus programs, and more. View complete job descriptions and apply online at osborne-ind.com/careers or apply in person at 120 North Industrial Avenue and join Osborne's growing group of employee owners. Osborne Industries is an equal opportunity employer. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Hard Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes. Six at Independence and Beloit and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. It is homecoming, believe it or not, this week at Beloit High School. Spirit weekdays today, anything but a car slash backpack day, no tractors is the theme. The 2023 Beloit High School fall homecoming candidates include Bryce Beisner, Quinn Eilert, Noah Gersh, Brody Schroeder, Maddox Waters, Allison Schroeder, Peyton Remus, Ashlyn Knight, Marley File, and Miley Brown. And scheduled events will be the parade at 2:30 on Friday, pep rally at 3, homecoming royalty, the crowning at 6:30 at Trojan Stadium, and in football versus Ellsworth at 7 o'clock, which we'll have on a live video stream, ncksports.com, via the Blitz Trojan Channel, and on the radio, Z96.3 The Lake. Brandon Augustine Memorial Ride and Poker Run is this Saturday, September 2nd at the Glen Elder Square. Registration 8:30 in the morning. First bike, car out at 9 a.m. $25 for three hands, $10 for one hand. Questions, call 545-5918. And a 2023 Glen Elder Tractor Cruise taking place, the 16th annual one, this Saturday in memory of Dan Geist and Calvin Bonert. And this year they'll meet at the Hopewell Church at the Glen Elder State Park at 9 a.m. Registration will start at 8 a.m. And the trip will be approximately 40 miles. And this year's tractor drive proceeds will go to the Glen Elder Lions Club Scholarship Fund. For more information, contact Jim at 545-7082 or 545-3614. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
I want to go the distance. And he's going to. It's a 5-3. Raise the Jolly Roger in a masterpiece. Oviedo, a two-hit shutout in Kansas City.
Royals fell to the Pirates 5-0 in Kansas City on Monday night. As well, more on the game coming up in this sportscast. We also look at local sports volleyball schedule for today. We preview Smith Center, Lady Red Volleyball, also some girls tennis and golf today. The Kansas City Chiefs making their cutdowns this afternoon, and the U.S. Open underway in tennis. All coming up in the sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school volleyball schedule for today. The Northern Plains League, Pink Valley Triangular, Lake Sun and Osborne competing there as well. St. John's Tipton is hosting Rock Hills and Natoma in Tipton. Sylvan Lucas opening their season with a triangular with Thunder Ridge and Southern Cloud in Sylvan Grove. And Stockton hosting a triangular with Lincoln and Tescott this afternoon and evening. Action begins at all these places at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Also today, the Smith Center Lady Red opening their season at 5 o'clock. Smith Center has established themselves as one of the top programs in Class 2A. They've made the state championship the past three seasons, winning the title in 2021 and finishing second in 2020 and 22. Lady Red do return six key players from last season's team that went 40-5. They lost four seniors, led by Miley Raby and Haley Feldman, but five seniors are back this year with a lot of experience. Cameron Hutchinson, Dakota Kattenberg, Gracie Kirchhoff, Tenley Rentschler, and Bailey Archer, while libero Lily Highland returns as a sophomore. Smith Center coach Nick Lynn on this year's group.
We have very, very little depth right now with varsity experience beyond the ones that have played. But we have the six that will be in our starting rotation, five are seniors. And those are the five girls that we have out. So from that standpoint, the kids work hard. We have experience in certain positions. We're working hard to try to get more experience for one more outside hitter. And then our blocking is an issue because we have a couple short setters.
Again, Smith Center opens today. A Mid-Continent League Triangular hosting Trigo and Plainville this evening. Girls tennis today, Beloit and Osborne varsity at the Phillipsburg Invitational at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Concordia also at Ellsworth at 1 o'clock. And the Concordia girls golf team is hosting their Invitational today as well. The high school football season will begin for area teams coming up on Friday. And for more on that, we're joined this morning on the Sports Ticket by Kansas pregame publisher John Betts to preview this year's season. If you missed that interview, you can go back and listen to it on our Sports Ticket podcast at katycountry94.com. Well, as heard at the beginning of the sportscast, the Royals opened their three-game series with the Pirates Monday night, falling 5-0 at Kauffman Stadium. Pirates scored one in each the second and third on Royal starter Zach Greinke, who left the game after 4 2/3, dropping to 1-13 on the season with the loss. For the Pirates, Johan Oviedo finished the complete game shutout as he gave up just two hits and two walks.
We obviously didn't see him very well. It looked like he had a little bit of a funky approach angle and, you know, a riding fastball and a two-seamer and slider. We just didn't put too many good swings on him. You know, the ball Bobby hit was probably one of the only balls we squared up. MJ hit that ball pretty good, I guess, through the hole. But overall, we didn't do anything.
Matt Couture's team is now 41-92. The Pirates moved to 59-73 games. Game two of the three-game set at 7:10 tonight in Kansas City. In football, the Kansas City Chiefs are now in full prep mode for the regular season opener against the Detroit Lions Thursday, September 7th. They, along with the other 31 teams in the NFL, will need to have their active roster cut down to 53 players by 3 o'clock this afternoon. Stay tuned on our 5 o'clock sportscast to see if there are any surprises on who did or didn't make the roster for the Chiefs to start the season. After teams announce the 53 members of their active roster, they are permitted to have 16 players on their practice squad. Finally, in sports and tennis, the U.S. Open began on Monday at Flushing Meadows. There was already a top-10 upset in the men's first round. Number 4 seed Holger Rune eliminated in 4 sets. Top hopefuls for the home country, number 9 Taylor Fritz and 10 seed Francis Tiafoe each won in straight sets. Top seed Novak Djokovic also advanced. On the women's side, top seed Iga Swiatek rolled to a straight set win, losing just one game. 6 seed Coco Gauff won a tough 3-set match, while number 8 seed Maria Sakkari was eliminated in straight sets. First round matches continue today in New York. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.